December 28th. This is Kelly Cool reporting from the home of Margaret Lionel. Testing, 1, 2, 3. It is 8 a.m. Thursday morning, December 28th. This is Kelly Cool reporting from the home of Margaret Lionel.
Okay, because money was scarce after the Depression, what were some of the things your family made to help out?
Well, we lived on a farm, so we were pretty self-sufficient. I mean, we had our own cows, and we made our own butter, and separated the cream and the milk, and had big gardens, and we never lacked for food. It was just any other, you know, the extra things that I'm conscious of missing. Like, oh, I don't know, I guess an ice cream cone was a big treat. It only cost a nickel then. My father, I think, fixed his own harness and did a lot of things, you know, to repair things. We just lived as cheaply as we could, I guess. Mm-hmm.
What do you remember making any kind of crafts or things for the house?
No, my grandmother made quilts for us. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of sewing for us. And everybody sewed carpet rags, you know. But we didn't do the weaving. We didn't have a loom or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We'd have to take the rags to somebody else to get them woven into rugs. And that was really the only rugs that we had. We had wood floors and rugs on. Mm-hmm. I remember it must have been about 10 or so. We got our first... No, we had an old carpet on the floor that Mother and Dad had, I guess, since they were married. But by the time they threw that away, it was full of holes. Mm-hmm. Then I remember we got linoleum, which was the latest, you know. Yeah. We thought we were really fancy then. Mm-hmm. We got linoleum instead of that old carpet. We had one big room that was just a dining room on one end and a living room on the other. And we only had the linoleum, I think, in the dining room end. And we had the... But we had nice floors. My dad built the house that we lived in when he and Mother were married. He took the wood out of the lumber out of the woods and had it sawed up and everything. We had nice oak floors and a beautiful staircase, oak staircase in the living room. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you remember anything about learning crafts in school, like around the holiday times?
No, I don't. Well, we did things with paper. That's all I remember. We made chains and things like that to decorate our tree. Mm-hmm. Our main thing at school around Christmas was getting ready for the Christmas program. Mm-hmm. Everybody, that took weeks, you know. Everybody practiced for so long so that we had it done really good. Of course, we made decorations for the tree, as I remember, but that was mostly paper chains and mm-hmm. things that we could make. I guess we strung popcorn in school. I don't really remember, you know, making presents for our parents or anything like that. Mm-hmm. The big thing was to give the teacher a present. Every family wanted to give the teacher something. Okay. My mother always made candy. She's a very good fudge maker, and she even made chocolates and dipped them, and that was always her present. So that's what we did.
Okay. What do you remember about things you found in nature, like pine cones or plants to make potpourri? Did you do any of that?
No, but we had a beautiful woods. And the big thing was wildflowers, of course. It wasn't until I was older, I'd say maybe in my early teens, that I would get into, like teasel and those kind of things, you know, to make anything. But when I was a little girl, I don't remember. Yeah. See, Wesley's reminding me about the maple sugar they used to make, maple syrup. The crafts, I don't think we were very crafty. It wasn't until I got into 4-H and like that, that I began to realize that I could, and I had grandmothers that were very talented as far as quilting and sewing and stuff, mm-hmm. but it wasn't until I got into 4-H that I really began to realize that I could do something with my hands, too.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things, what kind of crafts did you learn from grandparents or other relatives in your teens?
I don't think I really learned any. I'm not sure. Of course, my one grandmother died when I was 13. The other one died about the time I was married, but she wasn't around for quite a long time before that. But I was always conscious that people saved everything and made everything do and, you know, used everything up. I guess that's more what I got from my ancestors than anything else. You know, that you saved the old rags and you did these things with rugs and different things. But like I say, I never made any myself.
Okay. What do you remember about making games and toys with things you found around the house or in the woods? Or?
But the only thing I remember, my dad used to make us those buzz saws, you know, we'd put buttons on a string. We made those. I had cousins around, it was a father and two sons farm operation. And I had cousins nearby, and that was our main entertainment. We just loved to get together with cousins. We played more pretend games. We always played house or secretary. That was a big one. We played office. And really, I don't really think that we made up. I mean, we made up those games, but as far as having things to, how we told her about that. See, my husband's still making. We made them with buttons and strings. But I don't think they made any games, you know, to have things. Other than, that's the only one I can remember.
Okay. Let's see. What was the Christmas program like? What kind of things did you do?
Oh, we always did a play. And then there were recitations and singing. And Santa Claus always came. He always had a bag of candy for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
What did you do in the place, do you remember?
Well, I seem to remember that I usually had a party. You have to realize there weren't very many children in the room. I mean, everybody had a part,
mm-hmm.
and they had all ages. It was from grade 1 through 8, and maybe there'd only be two people in some of the grades, you know, probably 20 or 25 at the very most was all the students there would be. But I always had a part, and I was always able to sing. We had lots of singing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I did any solo singing when I was still in country school or not. We had another pair of sisters that were the singers. Got asked to sing for everything.
Mm-hmm.
They were very good. It wasn't until I got into high school that I realized people liked to hear me sing. But my mother used to make us perform for different things, even when we were quite little, we'd sing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that we protested too much, but she did like to have us sing, my mm-hmm. sister and I.
What did you learn in 4-H? What kinds of things?
Oh, the best thing I remember from 4-H, I learned to darn. Darn mm-hmm. socks. And I remember I did such a good darn that I could not believe I'd done it. My teacher didn't even believe I'd done it myself, and she questioned me. But I had done it myself. I've been very lucky and got a beautiful darn on that sock that time. And we made aprons. I think our first project was a towel. We made a tea towel, and we had to hem it by hand. hand, I think. And then we made an apron. And then we got to the... Eventually we got to a dress of some kind. I can't really remember what the... And the darning. And, of course, they all had to be displayed somewhere. I'm trying to remember where we... I think we had like a 4-H fair where everybody took their projects and they were judged.
Do you remember ever winning anything?
No, I don't think so. I wasn't that good. Okay, I remember one dress I tried to make. I thought it was going to be so beautiful. Of course, I was bound to be disappointed, but I picked up white piqué, cotton piqué, and I bought green, bright green, bias tape, you know, and decorated up when I thought I was going to be gorgeous, but that didn't turn out so good. It wasn't until I got into high school in home ec class that I really made a dress that I could wear.
Mm-hmm.
Then I made one really like.
What did that one look like?
I remember that was brown and blue and yellow, a real check of some kind, seersucker, I think. I can still see that material. I can't remember how that dress was made, but I can remember how the green and white one was made. It had a sweetheart neckline, I remember. It was so hard to put that bias tape on there. And puff sleeves, I think we all wore puff sleeves at that time. I can't remember what kind of collar the brown one had on, but it was a much more practical dress anyway, and I wore it a lot.
What kind of material did you use? Did you, like, scraps of cloth around the house to make things? Or did you go to the store and buy it?
My grandmother did a lot of sewing for me, you know, making clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember, I guess, going to the store to help pick out things. Mother did. A lot of them, I think Grandma just bought and asked if it was okay if she made a dress out of that. I don't remember in a particular dress when I was really young. I just remember that the quilt she made, where we would go through, you know, and we'd pick out, this is my dress, this is my dress, and my sister. I'd say, Mom had a dress on the dress or something.
Okay, let's see here. How many cousins did you have, and what did you usually, besides, what did you usually play, like, in the house?
Okay, well, right in town, see, I had 3 cousins on my father's side right there, and I had 2 on my mother's side. Oh, I don't know, we'd play tag and hide and seek. That was a big one. Depended on whether we could be outdoors or not, I guess. When my cousin Doris would come over, we went back and forth staying overnight lots of times, you know, and that was a big thing. I guess we did the things that girls still do, you know, you talk and you giggle and have a wonderful time, and I think we played dolls a lot. We all had baby dolls in those days, and I never had a doll with real hair, like a lot of girls do. I always had a baby doll. We played house. Played hospital. We all just imitated things that we knew around us.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if we ever played games. But I don't think. People only had, like, toy hunting guns, you know. We didn't have flavors. Guns or cowboys and Indians or anything like that, but I remember. Maybe the boys did, but I don't think the girls really know that very much.
Let's see, do you remember ever using like dried flowers to make like flower arrangements or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. But I was always, my grandmother Blake said I always had a beautiful garden. She dried baby's breath, I remember, but I don't remember anything else. We just enjoyed the flowers while they were fresh, I guess. No, that, all this dried flower business that's so big now, I don't really remember that. Not in my life anymore. Not as part of my life. We just figured flowers came in the spring and summer, and in the winter you got along without them, I guess.
Do you remember having using stencils around your house?
No, my mother did that. Wasn't real big on decorating. We had wallpaper. And that was about as far as it went. My mother was seemed to be very content with whatever she had. Mm-hmm. It did. And of course, you know, on the farm, she was busy all the time anyway. Baked bread. We didn't buy bread in town. I don't think she had much time for decorating and like that. It was mainly mending and baking and washing. We were like a lot of families. Our upstairs wasn't completely finished off for quite a long time, you know. And, mm-hmm. We were lucky. Grandmother always had to varnish the hardwood floors about, I don't know if it was once a year or every other year. Somehow you had to varnish the floors because we didn't have rugs down, you know, and you got, the varnish wore off. It wasn't penetrating like it is today. And she'd varnish the floor and the stair steps. And then she put boards around. We had to walk on top of them. Little boards until the varnish dried. But no, I wouldn't say my mother had much time for crafts. Well, she didn't seem to be that interested. I think when she was a younger person, she did learn to embroider, but she was never that crazy about it. She preferred to read. Mm-hmm. If she had any.
What do you remember about your wallpaper, what it looked like, or how you put it up?
No, the mixed up paste. I don't know if it was just ordinary flowers. We bought special paste for wallpaper. It didn't get changed very often, I can tell you. I can only remember papering the living room maybe a couple times before I got married. Mm-hmm. I remember once it was very... very flowery.
Yeah, it's very flowery. They use wheat gluten flour. Then they come up with a thing that if you put a little arsenic in it, it
kept the mice from.
The bugs would eat it. Bugs and mice would eat it. See it. Before that, if you put up a wheat flour and made paste out of flour, see, the bugs and the mice would eat it. Eat right through the wallpaper and get up in the wintertime. Then you get that dirty old. So then we put up, I don't know if they could put a little arsenic in there. Of course, that's a good place. But if it wasn't a piece of it, it would have been more good. Nice and down, I would have it.
What do you remember about your farm chores? Did you have any?
Mine was carrying in wood, mainly. We had a wood furnace. And we had a wood cook stove in the kitchen. Had the wood box, and we had to keep that filled, and that was my job. Dad would bring up a wagon load of chunks. We used to throw that in the basement. There was almost 5 years difference between my sister and me, so I kind of had those jobs, you know, a little longer than my dad. But I used to like to do it. It's funny. I liked jobs that I could see got done you know, and I'd get into the rhythm of throwing stuff. It was kind of fun.
See if you can hit that window. There's a startup window frame to prove that I didn't always hit.
Do you remember ever getting in trouble?
Oh, yes. Yes, I sure did. I suppose a naughty child. I can remember. My father was my mother too, but my father, I was most frightened of. I used to say he had a big hand, because he'd spank me with his hand. And it hurt. Awful. Besides the humiliation of being spanked, I suppose. But I can remember frequent spankings, and if you didn't sit still in church, if I had to be taken off, and then you got to spank them too. I'm not sure the spankings really made me behave any better. Then I remember one time I don't know if you mean other kinds of trouble too, but one time, I don't know, I was taking a nap over at my grandma's house, so she just left across the street, across the building. And I had a little safety pin. I don't know what it was. It must have been holding a bow on my dress or something. And I can remember I took that safety pin off and I got that cut in my throat open. And I had to tell Grandma about it. And of course she panicked. And everybody got all excited, but they whacked me around. I coughed up the safety pin. I don't know. There's any other things or not?
Well, you
have to ask me some other things, I guess.
Okay, let's see. Did you ever make any lace or anything like that in your 20s or 30s?
Oh, I went through a phase of trying to crochet and knit, but knitting turned out to be more satisfactory. I still knit a little bit, but it's not a passion with me. I'm working on a sweater right now. It's taken me a long time. I like to sew the best I do. I make all my own clothes, but no, I never was a crocheter. Maybe if I had one or two things I'd make, but as far as making a collar or a doily, I never did that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember once I made a purse out of it, but, well, we called it cordae. It was a black, shiny, tight yarn, and I made a purse once out of that. Made a little tote that sat on the back of my head. The crocheting, I seem to not have too good luck with it. And I always like the looks of knitted things better, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you remember making any other things when you were sewing? What other things did you make?
Oh, let's see. I think I probably started some projects. I'm not sure I always finished them. I was always excited. We usually had a magazine, you know, that I could look at, and there was always a project in there. We had Michigan Farmer and Country Gentleman and some of those magazines, but especially at Christmas time, there would be projects. I think I mainly started them. I probably didn't finish them. I can't think of anything that I still have that I ever made. I just don't think we were the kind of people that made those kind of things.
Do you remember making any dolls?
No. I was never satisfied. This is probably my own fault. Maybe somebody tried to give me little homemade dolls or something, but I was never satisfied unless it was a baby doll. I only liked baby dolls. Because I wanted to pretend I was a mother, I presume. You know? And I don't think I never had a doll with real hair, or I never had a rag doll.
It just had to look like a baby to me. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember having a playhouse?
Under a lilac bush. We didn't have a playhouse, you know, a separate building.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandmother had a lilac bush that bent over, and if you hung some old claws around it, well, you had a real neat tent-like affair. And we used to play house by the hour and something like that. But no, and I never had a dollhouse or anything.
Okay. Well, that's about it. I appreciate you taking the time for this interview.